Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Geraldine Byrne about the first phase of the entrepreneur development programme known as New Frontiers, which is funded by Enterprise Ireland and delivered in the Northwest through ATU, Letterkenny and Sligo. Plus, an update on a major contract between Tata Consultancy Services, a major employer in Letterkenny, and the government regarding the new auto-enrolment retirement savings scheme, My Future Funds. And we'll hear about plans by AIB to upgrade 8 of its branches in Donegal. But we'll begin this week with a look at a local business. Andy McGowan from AMG Leak Detection has been in the plumbing industry for 20 years, so that in itself is a milestone. Started off very much as an apprentice and then on his own, and then in more recent times specialising in leak detection. So, Andy, delighted you can join us on the programme. We're going to take a look at your business and how you have changed and adapted yourself, and we'll look in detail about how leak detection now and how you've used technology and how that's all tied in. But firstly, let's just talk a little bit about your own background. You went into the plumbing sector, what, age of 17 or so, and went in and did an apprenticeship.
Yep, that's correct, Chris. Thank you for having me. So just stayed on the 5 years of secondary school and started under my apprenticeship then locally in Buncrana and served my apprenticeship. And just went from there. I've always kind of been in and out of the industry. Over the years now, during the recession there, you would have been doing different work, but then you still would always had your hand in the job as well. Then in 2019, I went out self-employed, so that'd be 5 years now self-employed, just doing general bits of plumbing to start off with and heating. And I made the decision then, kind of 2 years ago, to narrow things down and specialise in the underground leak detection and repair.
So if we go back to when you first went into plumbing, had it been something in school that you thought about? Was there any family connections? What made you choose that route?
It would have been my father. My father had been a builder by trade and he worked in a local council in Buncrana. And I wasn't really interested in going on to college at that stage. And he said, you know, you could do a trade there. And it was going to be plumbing or electrical. And I decided to go down the plumbing route. Mm. And I'm very happy I did. You know, I'm very happy at my work. And that's thanks to him, I'm at it, you know.
Yeah, and before we came in here, we were talking about, you know, a couple of decades ago, everything was towards third level and we'd kind of gone away from apprenticeships a little bit, and now we're seeing things going the full circle, and there's no doubt about it, there's plenty of demand for trades, and I'm sure you'd encourage people to look at an apprenticeship seriously.
Oh, definitely. It's a very viable option now for young people, girls and fellas, you know. They should seriously consider it if they weren't too pushed and went on to third level the schooling wise. That's definitely a great option. There's great opportunities there, because the same as anything, if you go on to college and do something with the likes of a trade, you can do your trade, but then it can branch off then into so many different areas, like myself doing the leak detection. It's something I never thought I would have been doing at any stage. But it's just when you're in the industry, you can spot wee niche markets or things that you might really enjoy doing. And then you can plow forward then and move on in that direction. There's plenty of options out there for people.
Yeah, so you served your apprenticeship. So tell us a little bit about the early years. You know, did you see yourself as being self-employed more or less from the word go, or were you going to be looking to join a company, or what happened?
No, I was very happy in where I was at. Now, back then, my goal would have been to maybe end up teaching plumbing. So I'd done an extra 2 years after my apprenticeship to kind of put you in a position that would be an option, but as soon as I got that timed on, the recession hit, and that came out the window at that stage then. There was a bit of work about, but it wasn't very well paid and stuff, so I said I took a few different jobs in other places then, but it was great because it all adds to you. You know, there's never time wasted working somewhere else. Even if you don't enjoy it, you'll always pick up something, and you're learning and growing as you go along, and you will use them skills then in the future down the line.
And as you build up a business, certainly word of mouth is absolutely crucial in this regard. If you've gone and done a job for somebody and they're pleased with you, they're going to tell somebody else.
Yeah, definitely in this game here, if the leak detection as well, because in older times there, the way you would have found leaks was just by going in and starting to cut a track at one side of the house to get to the other end and hoping that you find it where you've started and not where you end up. But by that stage, you have a lot of damage done, whereas if you can go in nowadays with the right equipment and you can get it maybe by lifting one tile or one floorboard, the customer, the homeowner, will be very happy with that. And then they'll pass your number and name on then to other people. You know, it is a big thing, the word of mouth, you know.
Yeah, so now you specialise in leak detection and made the decision a number of years ago to focus pretty much solely on this. So what prompted you to do that?
Well, it was one day in Letterkenny. I was working on my own, and it was raining, teeming from the heavens, and I was trying to move an oil tank in a mucky garden by myself. And I had muck up to my knees, and I had to jump in and out of the van, and that was nearly the tipping point of the, right, there has to be something else. There has to be another way of making this work. So I rang my friend. He used to do leak detection, but then his business had grown, and he was working down in Dublin because he had a right few guys working under him. And I kind of talked to him about it, and he said he would give me a hand to get set up and what equipment to get, and he would have talked me through a few things and stuff like that. So I would owe a lot to him, you know, for getting me started up and put me on this path.
Yeah, and then you actually dealt with manufacturers and read up on things and really specialised.
Yeah, that's right. You started to put the time and effort then into understand the equipment and the procedures for doing the leak detection, and it goes hand in hand with plumbing, that when you go into people's houses, you understand their systems. You have a brief idea of the layout, that the way it could have been done. And when it comes to pressure testing and, you know, looking for wee key signs within the house, that you understand it and you know what they look for. You can even tell customers over the phone at times there to do certain things, and it'll even help narrow it down before you get there. Just all to limit the damage within the house, you know, when you're looking for a leak.
And was there anybody else at the time focusing purely on leak detection, or were you sort of the first person to in the area to really do this?
There's very few. There might have been one or two other guys at it as well too. Again, it just doesn't appeal to everybody because there's a lot of patience involved with it. You can have a great worker that'll go out and do a big lot of work fast, you know, in a day, and they enjoy doing that. Whereas this, you are problem solving from as soon as you get the phone call. You're going through in your head the possible options that could be going on there. And it's just a bit of a slower type of work, and you have to be very methodical in what you're doing. And you just go through the motions, and you let the homeowner explain to you what they've noticed changing in the house, or where they notice things happening first, you know, like paint flaking off the walls, or maybe they've heard a slight sound in the dead of night that they wouldn't have heard before from a particular area. And you're really problem solving from when you answer the phone until you get the problem resolved on site, you know. Mm-hmm.
So you're self-employed, based in Newton Cunningham. So geographically, that's pretty good for the whole county.
Yeah, excellent. So it is. Newton's a great base to have there. You can cover a wide lot of ground in an hour. You could be in Malinhead in an hour, or you could be in Dunloe in an hour. And when myself covers the county, and I go down to Sligo there and to the north as well. It is a great base location, and you're close to Letterkenny as well there for supplies, and Buchrana, you're between the two. So you're never usually stuck for materials as you're going along as well.
Yep. So being self-employed, you've invested in machinery and technology, and you are using, I suppose you could call it, cutting-edge technology to pinpoint leaks. So tell us a little bit about the type of equipment that you would use.
Yeah, well, the main items you would have there would be your acoustic sound, and it'd be your ground microphone. So basically it's like a stethoscope that the doctor would use, only it's an electronic version, a lot bigger. And you would set that in the ground and you would use that to listen for leaks. So if you have copper pipes in your house and there's a pinhole in it, the leak will actually vibrate the copper and transmit a noise. And you're going along with the ground mic then, trying to pinpoint. If you can get over the top of it where your loudest sound is, the chances are you're in the right area. The other thing you would use there would be thermal imaging for your hot water and your heating leaks. And it's just a small screen and it just shows up like a red line or an irregular shape, which lets you know it's great for getting the layout of the pipework within a property, because not always the homeowner knows what way the house was piped up. So it's great for that. And then you would do pressure tests and you would have inspection cameras there, and you would have tracer gas, which is a mixture of hydrogen and nitrogen gas that you can put onto the pipework, and where the gas escapes, you have a detector to go across to get you into the correct room. And then you can use your thermal and your acoustic then to get narrowed down and closer on top of it again. Mm. So it all kind of goes hand in hand, you know.
Like so many things, a lot more than meets the eye. And if you're not really au fait with it, it's quite fascinating.
Yeah, that's it. And a lot of people wouldn't even know that this type of service is available. If they think leak, they think plumber straight away. And at times it's difficult enough to pinpoint the leak with all that equipment. So if you're going in as a normal plumber without that, it can be a hit and hope job, you know, that you're hoping you get it in the first hole you dig. Mm. And it could be the last one you dig. There's any amount of equipment, you know, changing all the time and a steady updating. Mm. It's just one of them things you have to keep on top on.
And from a business point of view, I mean, no doubt you want to have the best equipment available, but you have to think of the outlay, what you're going to have to put up front to purchase new equipment. Is that something that, you know, you have to spend a lot of time over? Like, you want to be as up to date with you as you can with the technology, but no doubt it's not cheap.
No, definitely, Chris. You have to weigh up. Everybody wants all the latest toys, you know, and anything that makes the job that bit easier, but you do have to weigh it up. And what I would try is maybe look to invest in one bit of equipment a year or 2 years, and you can build it up nice and steady from then. Again, there's a lot of things on the market there that you might think would do the job, but once you read up and start reading reviews and stuff, you'd soon see that it would have been a waste of time, or maybe it just wouldn't have been that great for what I'm doing. Mm. But no, definitely it is something you have to take careful consideration over, because it's not cheap and you want to try and buy once and buy right.
Yeah. And would you find that, you know, other plumbers refer work to you or contact you because maybe they know, look, this is just something I don't specialise in and this is the man to do the job?
Yeah, that would be a lot of work I get would be referral from plumbers in the area. They don't have the time either. It can be very time consuming, especially if you walk in and, right, the tanks are falling in the attic. You know there's a leak in the house, but there's no signs visible anywhere, which means it's just escaping under the ground. It is a matter of where do you start, and a lot of the guys just don't have the time, or they don't want to cause unnecessary damage because they might have been down that road before in a previous job where they thought there was a leak in one area and they started digging, and if it was a porcelain tile floor, next thing they could be 8 or 10 feet away from it and have tracked across the room, and maybe it was in the back hallway or back utility. So they don't like to put themselves in that position either. So when the likes of myself there, they just hand out the number and they let the customer contact me. And now if there was remedial works that needs to be done, I would hand it back to the plumber then, and they could carry out further works if it was needed.
Now, as somebody who's self-employed, you know, the main part of the job, you come home, you've had a busy week. What about the paperwork side of things, Andy? Is there a lot that you have to do there, or can you give some of it, subcontract out some of that? Do you have somebody doing the books and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we're a family-run business here, so my wife Amanda, she would look after the insurance reports and that side of things. And when you're on jobs here too, you would have the mobile diverted back to the landline where Amanda would pick that up as well if I can't get the answer. So, no, it's a big help because it means when I'm out in sight, I can just do up the report rough by hand and send it on to Amanda, and then she'll have it all typed up and photos and videos attached and the invoicing done. So it takes a load off my mind and leaves me that I can just focus on the job or wherever I'm at, you know.
And tell us a little bit about health and safety and all the compliance issues that are out there. I'm sure things have changed quite a bit from when you started off. There's a lot of rules and regulations.
Oh, there is, yeah, and you just do your best, you know, when you're going into people's houses. It's mostly private homes I would be going in, so you would treat everybody's home as if it was your own, you know, and just treat it with respect. And you're steady watching yourself and making sure you don't even get injured yourself as well, because if you're not working, you're not earning.
Yeah, exactly. So looking to the future, you know, where do you see things going? Do you want to take on additional staff? I mean, because that brings issues as well, and you lose a little bit of control over things, or are you sort of pretty happy where you're at?
Pretty happy with where I'm at the minute. You would see it more so in larger cities, and especially in England there, there'd be leak detection companies, you know, with fleets of vans on the road and stuff. Now, it's not something I would probably look at myself, but I would be, my initial aim now for the next few years would be getting the company and brand awareness done and making sure that most of the homeowners in Donegal know that the likes of this service is there. And they can avail of it if they are in need.
Yeah. And what about in the north? Do you do much business there?
Yeah. I would travel in. I would get referrals from there as well too. Now, it is more popular in the north. There'd be more companies in the north that would cover the likes of leak detection and repair, and the insurance companies would refer a lot of work on to northern-based companies in the north. But no, I do be in there a brave bit as well.
Now, many houses are fitted with carbon monoxide alarms and smoke alarms. We have detectors to let us know what's left in the oil tank. What about leak detectors and devices there that can help somebody? Are they common enough in homes?
No, they wouldn't be common. Now, there's a few houses have been on where insurance companies would have sent out, like wee trial units. LeakBot would have been one of them. And it would send an alert to your phone to let you know that there's unusually high water usage. There is options out there where the valve can, it's fitted on the supply and it actually shuts the water supply off. It's probably a good initial idea, but I'd be fearful if there was complications. If a wain left the tap lying open, the water would end up shutting off, and if somebody was in the shower and then they didn't know how to reset the device to get the water going again. There's nothing really that made me look into it that much just yet, but there is items out there for definite now, but a lot of common sense, like if you're heading away for a long period of time, would be to turn off your water supply within the house, just in case you were unfortunate enough to have a leak when you're away, or especially now coming into the winter time there. That's something everybody should consider if they're not going to be in the house for a long period of time.
Yeah, and be it for a home or for a business, if there is a leak, it can cause so much damage, and you know the costs can be considerable if you don't get it solved quickly. What in terms of businesses who are actually paying for their water as opposed to householders, any particular tips on sort of how to reduce those bills, and are there simple things that a business can do?
Oh yes, definitely. For larger buildings and any companies out there, it would be basic maintenance would be a matter of checking every toilet within the building. That's a very common problem where the toilet could be overflowing, and if your staff's finished at 5 or 6 in the evening and there's nobody back in to 8 in the morning, there could be a toilet just continually overflowing down the pan. It's not causing any damage, but it's going to spike your water usage. And if that's happening over 3 or 4 toilets within the building, it wouldn't be long racking up. And then the likes of having your urinals and stuff timed, some go every 10, 15 minutes when that's not needed, you know. So just wee simple things like that, you know, when taps being left open, make sure they're closed. And but no, other than that, that's wee simple steps like that, just general maintenance. But again, it can slip your mind, you know, and the next thing Irish Water might be getting on to your local authority about your high water usage, and then you kind of have to run into try and eliminate the issue then.
You're listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore, and I'm speaking with Andy McGowan of AMG Leak Detection. Join us again after this break.
If you're starting or growing a business, make your first stop Local Enterprise Office Donegal. Get information on all the state supports available and get signposted to other supports and relevant bodies. Whether you're a new entrepreneur or an existing small business owner, start at localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Welcome back to Business Matters with me, Chris Ashmore. Newton Cunningham-based Andy McGowan is my guest. Let's continue our conversation about his business, AMG Leak Detection. You know, and we hear a lot about the amount of water that is lost in the system just through normal mains.
Yes.
Would there be businesses that maybe have leaks that they may not even be aware of?
They could if they weren't metered, or if there was a tee off before a supply and there was something leaking. A usual one of that would be like farmyards and stuff there. There could be water troughs there, steady overflowing, or, you know, a pipe split somewhere and nobody knows about it until the really dry weather. And then they'll notice, well, why is this ground soft here? And then it might bring their attention to it. But no, the water network would need a serious upgrade now, you know, part of the infrastructure of the county.
And no doubt plenty of people have insurance claims when there is a leak, and no doubt you work with loss assessors and are able to liaise with them and the whole claims process. I mean, that's an important side of things.
Oh, it is, yeah. It takes a lot of, gives the homeowners a lot of peace of mind there that they don't have to deal directly with the insurance companies. So when we come out, we would find and fix the leak and document it by taking photos and videos and then do a report then after. And then we would be able to give them the phone numbers of some local loss assessors, and the loss assessors would come in to the customer then, get their policy details, contact their insurance for them, and then handle the claim from there on in using our report, and then they would assess the damage within the house. It just leaves it a lot easier for the customer, you know, if you're not used to dealing with that kind of thing all the time. The loss assessor is invaluable there.
So over the last couple of years, you know, it's a constant learning process. Has anything surprised you?
Oh, you have plenty of surprises. Plenty of surprises. There's jobs there where you go out to and you think there's a water leak, and it could turn out to be the telephone box outside split. And when the rain's hitting the gable of the house, it's coming down the telephone box, it's cracked and moving along a conduit. That was one job there outside Convoy. So that there, again, you just have to take your time and you have to study everything and assess everything, do all your basic checks first. And as I say, you have to think out the box sometimes, where that there, if you're going outside and putting the hose against the gable of the wall and you can show the customer the water trickling in. There's been plenty of things like that, you know, over the years, you know, that sometimes you just have to jump out into the van, take a cup of tea and give yourself 10 minutes to go back at it again, go on with a fresh head.
Yeah, and if somebody has a business or maybe there's a commercial property, that can somebody get is there a water audit that you can carry out?
Yeah, that's right. If they didn't have maintenance teams or caretakers within the building, I can come out and assess the likes of the toilets and the water usage within the building and the timers, check the tanks in the attic, you know, just to see if everything is okay. You can just do kind of a sweep through the business to see if you can help the customers, you know, limit their water use or make better use of it.
Yeah. And like so many businesses, Andy, you have a website presence, and I take it that is a very important tool for the business, because it's one way that people are going to find out about you and they're able to go online and see the services that you offer.
Yeah, that's right. And if they Google the name, it'll pop up as well on Facebook there too. So no, it's definitely good to try and demonstrate what we do. As I say, the aim is always to go on and that you're not cutting holes throughout the house, that it is just the one tile or one board. You're causing the minimal amount of damage within the house to access the leak and repair it. So no, it's definitely good for giving people an idea of what you're there to do. There's a lot of cases where you would land out to a homeowner and they mightn't be sleeping at night worrying about the damage that's going to be caused to try and find this leak or the damage that the leak is causing without them knowing. And it's just a matter of if you can show and demonstrate what you do before you get out there, it can put their, it can give them a wee bit of peace of mind, you know, that everything will be all right and everything can be fixed. It's just a matter of taking your time and being methodical about it.
We hear a lot about how small businesses are the backbone of the Irish economy, and also we hear a lot about, with all the rising costs and challenges that small businesses face, but as somebody who has a small business, you know, what's your take on the business climate? And you're putting in a big effort. Is the reward there? Is Donegal a good place to be in business for a small business?
Oh, definitely, definitely. There's plenty of support there, you know. A big one I would find there, the likes of the Letterkenny Chamber. Like, there's a wealth of knowledge there, and people's all too willing to chat to you and give you help, you know. And when you go into some of their meetings or the meet and greets, there's a room where there's people in it that they may be established 20, 30 years in business. They've been through recessions, they've been through booms, you know, and as I say, they're very willing to give advice. And if you have any questions or worries, they're a great asset to have, you know. Donegal is definitely a good place to have a business now.
We also hear about businesses struggling to get staff, and if you look at all the house building activity that's coming down the track and just commercial activity as well, fair to say there's going to be plenty of demand for plumbers and those involved in leak detection. So the outlook, I take it you feel, is pretty positive.
Yeah, definitely, Chris. Yeah, I'm happy with the way things are going, and long may they continue, you know.
And if you had any advice to somebody who's maybe thinking of doing a trade, what would it be?
Oh, definitely, go for it. The only other thing I would say would be to protect your body, watch your knees and watch your back, because as you get older, you realise you only had one of them. And if they get a bit abused, when the later you get on, it doesn't get any easier. So, no, definitely go for it. It's like this, once you get into it, you'll find an area that you really like or really enjoy, and then you can just go down that road then, and it's good to be happy at your work.
Finally, just give us the details of your website if anybody wants to look it up.
Yeah, so it would be amgleakdetection.com, or you would find us on Facebook by searching that as well too, AMG Leak Detection.
And that was Andy McGowan from AMG Leak Detection. Enterprise Ireland's New Frontiers is the only national entrepreneur development programme in Ireland, and it's now open for applications here in the Northwest. So if you have an innovative business idea that you're considering pursuing, well, New Frontiers can help you determine its feasibility through phase one of its three-phase programme. Well, the next part-time programme takes place online, and it all begins next week on November the 5th and will run for 4 weeks and is completely free of charge. Geraldine Byrne is the New Frontiers Northwest Programme Manager. Geraldine, this programme, some of our listeners may well have heard about it before, but this is an opportunity to explain what it is all about again. And as I mentioned there, we have a new one taking place next week, and it really is a very, very good programme.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Yeah, I suppose I'll explain it in one way, what it's not, first of all, maybe for your listeners. It's not a start your own business programme. We're very lucky that we have the local enterprise offices here in Donegal and in the Northwest who run a very good Start Your Own Business program. But if you're not at that stage where you know what you want exactly, you know, what you want to do, phase one would be better for you. So it's more like a pre-Start Your Own Business course. So it's for anyone with a very early stage idea. And it really helps you research and test out the market potential of your business idea. And we have 8 modules over the 4 weeks, and those modules and those sessions will help you evaluate your idea, help you understand your customers' needs, and identify what we call your value proposition, what exactly it is that you're offering to your customers. And indeed, is there a customer for what you think there might be a market for?
Now, it's funded by Enterprise Ireland, delivered here in the Northwest through ATU, Donegal and Sligo. Participants have access to what we nowadays call these co-working spaces at Letterkenny's CoLab or Sligo's Innovation Centre. And both of these centres really do have top class facilities.
Yeah, they do. For anyone who gets onto our full-time six-month programme, which we call Phase 2, yes, they get a free hot desk in either the CoLab in Letterkenny or in the Innovation Centre here in Sligo. And both of those are based in the university, in the universities on the campus. Now, in addition to that, this year, actually, Chris, just when you're talking about hot desking, we've had very good application numbers from Donegal. And some of those, say if they're over towards the Gweedore area or Kilcar area, you know, Letterkenny or Sligo is quite a trek. So we've been very lucky with our partners, with Uterus and Westbic, to get actually hot desking, free hot desking in the GTEC in Gweedore and the GTEC in Kilcar. And also anybody who's in the Killybegs area can get access actually to a hot desk in the college in Killybegs as well. So it's something that we've introduced this year, and we're delighted about it, just to help people, you know, be able to work out of a co-working space that's near them rather than having to be commuting long distances.
So if you are interested in the programme, what's the application process to try and get onto the programme?
So it's literally a short form, an online form, and if anybody wants to check it out, they go to newfrontiersnw.ie, and on that homepage, there's a link to apply for Phase 1. Now, the programme starts on Tuesday evening, November 5th, but I think once we get an application in by Monday lunchtime, we should be able to let you know whether, you know, whether you can get on the programme or not. Thankfully, we've had a lot of interest. So yeah, there are a few places left, and we're pretty flexible because it's online. But if anybody wants to reach out to me as well, they can get me on LinkedIn, or, you know, but if you go to the website, my email address is on there as well.
And this four-week program, what exactly does it entail? What can somebody expect to benefit from?
So apart from the modules, which are, you know, covering things like who wants to be an entrepreneur, market research, defining your USP, which is your unique selling proposition. We cover things like lean canvas, design thinking. There's also a Q&A with two of the previous participants, two of our previous alumni from New Frontiers. And then you'll find out a little bit more about applying for Phase 2. But as well as that, the actual meeting of the other people on the programme, there's a lot of opportunities for in the breakout sessions to get to know each other. The networking element is really important in the programme as well.
And just to explain, if somebody gets on to Phase 2 and then there's the Phase 3 as well, there's financial support there as well, and that can be, you know, really make a huge difference to somebody who without that support mightn't be able to make that plunge, so to speak.
Absolutely, Chris. Yeah, no, Phase 2, there is a stipend, what we call a stipend. It's like a grant for yourself to help you work full time on the business. And it's €15,000 for 6 months. So Phase 2, we're actually 2 months into our current Phase 2. And pleased to say that of our cohort of 13, there are 7 from Donegal and 3 from the Gaeltacht, which is amazing. But yeah, so we will be taking applications for the next Phase 2. It won't be now until May next year, I'm afraid. But happy to speak to anybody who wants to talk more about the New Frontiers programme.
And you do work very closely with the ATUs, both here in Letterkenny and Sligo, and that means that people can help, they can benefit from the expertise from staff and also the courses there. So there's a direct tie-in, and maybe some of the people might have already even done a course at ATU and now want to go down the road of starting a business in that particular area themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've had... graduates from ATU on the programme, and there's great linkages. We've great support from the campus, both campuses, and indeed the wider ATU campuses, because obviously there's 9 locations now as part of ATU. So they can access researchers, they can access innovation vouchers, they can access students to maybe do projects for them or placements. It's great that the programme is embedded within the ATU. And we've had like student programmes graduates from the student programmes actually going on New Frontiers as well.
And would it be fair to say sometimes if one embarks on a programme like this, you may not pursue the business, but maybe it helps you make up your mind that maybe, you know, it wasn't the idea that you thought it was, and gives you a little bit of a rethink, or maybe you reevaluate things?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people who even do phase one, and at the end of it, when, you know, when they work through it, they realise, yeah, there's not enough of a market for this. But actually, from my research, I've discovered that there's an opportunity, an unmet need in this market segment. And so they pivot. And it's a lot easier to fail on paper than it is in practice. So, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to sort of fail on paper, you know, as we say. So it's definitely, if you want to set up your own business and you really aren't sure how to start, you know, phase one is definitely a good place to start.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about the one-on-one mentoring.
For the phase two of the program, which is a 6-month full-time program, you get access to an Enterprise Ireland mentor, among other mentors as well that deliver the modules of the program. And yeah, they're high caliber mentors from all across Ireland with specific sector knowledge in most cases, and they can really help, you know, help you, I suppose, validate your assumptions and help guide you along the way. And then in phase one, I suppose at the end of phase one, just so people know, there's an opportunity to meet with me post-program, so I can actually, you know, a further conversation, like a little mini mentoring session, and see where you're at. Maybe phase two isn't for you. Maybe you should be, you know, go to the local enterprise office or to Uterus or to, you know, one of the leader programs, or maybe you need to go off and just maybe reevaluate and pivot or do more research. But I mean, I'm the program manager, so like I'm there for anybody who has an idea at any stage. And what happens often too, Chris, is that people do the phase one, say this year, November, and they're thinking, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to be ready by next March, April to apply. But actually, as it turns out, they need to go off for another year and maybe do a little bit more work on the project. They'd be too early for phase two, you know, even in September next year, which I know sounds hard to believe, but it actually has been the case. And people will come back in a year or two, and they're in a better position to make the most of phase two at that stage. Because 6 months isn't actually an awful lot of time when you're trying to get your project, say, or your idea from early stages right through to product launch. 6 months isn't an awful lot of time.
And over the years, a number of the people who've done the New Frontiers programme, they've developed their ideas. There's been export potential, which is being realised. They've taken on staff themselves. Mm. And, you know, with access to broadband, a lot of these small businesses can be in very rural areas, which something you couldn't have had years ago.
Absolutely, yeah. And, I think COVID has had a positive effect on Donegal in particular. If you look at the Colab or the GTECs, you know, they have people who have moved from Dublin or New York or London in their hubs, with a much better work-life balance as a result. So yeah, there's no excuses for anybody not to be able to set up world-class businesses in this part of the country.
If you go to the website and look up New Frontiers, there are some case studies?
There are indeed, yeah. There's loads of case studies. And if anybody wants to follow Enterprise Ireland's New Frontiers programme on LinkedIn in particular, they're very active on that. I think the future is bright, and I think by working together, all the enterprise agencies like the local enterprise office, the Westbic and the Uterus and Alpha Innovation as well, based out of Donegal County Council, we're all working to the same goal, which is to create employment in the Northwest. We have a lot of things going against us, like infrastructure, unfortunately. But I think the spirit that people have in this part of the country is second to none. And I think it's a great resource that hopefully we'll build on and keep building on into the future.
So just to recap, if people go to online newfrontiersnw.ie, donegalpartnership.ie. They can find out more about it. The next part-time programme online begins on November the 5th. Well, my thanks to Geraldine Byrne, New Frontiers Northwest Programme Manager. In other news this week, Tata Consultancy Services, a global leader in IT services, which has a global delivery centre here in Letterkenny, has now signed a 15-year contract with the Department of Social Protection to implement the country's new auto-enrolment retirement savings scheme, My Future Fund. Now, this scheme will provide 800,000 workers with a digital, user-friendly platform to enroll in and manage their retirement savings seamlessly. And leveraging Tata's proven expertise with similar programmes of national significance, including the UK's National Employment Savings Trust, known as NEST, the My Future Fund will streamline pension enrolment, record keeping and disbursements, benefiting both workers and employers alike. Well, TCS in Letterkenny already employs around 1,200 people and is one of the largest employers in the Northwest. It set up operations in the UK and Ireland nearly 50 years ago and works with 200 of the best known businesses, including Aer Lingus, AIB Life, Aviva, Bank of Ireland, ESB, British Airways, Primark, Sainsbury's Nationwide, M&S, Asda, Boots and many more. Now, AIB has announced that it's to invest €40 million in upgrades to its branch network across the country. The Letterkenny, Buncrana, Cardonagh and Killybegs branches will receive a full refurbishment, while Balbuffet, Ballyshannon, Donegal Town and Dunloe branches will have interior and exterior improvements made. The refurbishments will include investment in banking halls to provide an enhanced customer experience with more interaction space and privacy, and also autism-friendly standards will be applied. ATMs will also be upgraded to enhance the service for visually impaired customers. Well, that's it for this edition of Business Matters with me, Chris Ashmore. You can contact me by email at businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, I hope you have a healthy and profitable week. Goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.